Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello, welcome to Hardcore Listing with Christopher Glasson and Stuart Roy Whiffin. If it's your first time listening to this, I didn't even let you say hello there, did I?
You seem getting obviously, you know, you and your new mate Pip, you're running shit now. Carry on.
If this is your first time listening to Hardcore Listing, me and my wonderful co-host sat opposite me via the means of Skype. We pick a top five and we run it down. It could be a top five about anything. Top five favourite pot noodle flavours to top five times you've cut your fingernails too short. We sometimes do more interesting ones than that, but not always.
We've never done them too.
Well, I don't think there is. Could you get an hour out of us talking about when we've trimmed our fingernails too short?
I actually did do that about 2 weeks ago, and know when you get that little thing on the corner that gets like a bit white, where you cut it a bit too close, nasty. and it becomes really tender, where anything you touch, you just get that horrible kind of like an electric shock on the end of your finger. Yeah, I had that.
It's horrible, isn't it? I cut my fingers too short the other day.
Fingernails, Chris.
Fingernails. Just cut my fingernails too short the other day. Touched the light switch and it hurt. And I thought, I might have the flu coming on. Because you know when you feel sore when you touch rings. I was like, I just cut my fingernails. And so there you go, guys. That's how you know that we can get an hour out of talking about cutting our fingernails.
And so much so is people delight in us talking top fives about nothing that we have people that actually sponsor us. So let's have a listen to a little word from ourselves, pre-recorded for your pleasure, about our sponsors. BangBoomCreative.com. That's where you need to go for the very best in film and photography work.
Yes. Luke and his team over at Bang Boom have been proud sponsors of ours for a few years now, and we can tell you two things about them.
One, their stuff is bloody excellent. They've produced content for the smallest charities to the biggest commercial brands, and it's always bang on.
Yeah, it works. We've seen Luke deliver an epic cinema advert for Pip, amazing photo shoots for the Two Girls One Shot podcast, made the girls look incredible, and of course he's done loads of great stuff for us, great visuals, loads on Instagram. The one he did of me as an Ewok was proper good.
And secondly, they're just bloody nice people. Lovely to work with. Lots of companies can kind of take pictures and film something, but not everyone can do it with the sort of passion and just ruddy kindness that sets Luke and Bang Boom apart from all the others.
So if you need some great visuals from a truly excellent company, please go check out BangBoomCreative.com. Proud sponsors of the Hardcore Listing podcast. The world can seem like a strange and sometimes dangerous place, but with Summer Academy helping you with your martial arts training, you'll always feel safe.
Dangerous loners are everywhere and usually come across as friendly members of your community. They can be simply doing DIY during the day and podcasting at night. The Dangerous Loner. They could also be running a well-known nightclub at the same time. Their cloven hoof is scraping behind you.
Wrenchy's Simon James has been training karate for over 32 years and teaching for 28. He knows through first-hand experience that martial arts can give you the stress release you've been looking for, as well as teaching life lessons and fitness, and of course, more importantly, peace. At Sama, we teach karate, kickboxing, tai chi and MMA to all ages, from children as young as 4-year-olds to the very elderly, even Stu.
Rude. They can cater for all your needs, from just general fitness or a new hobby right the way through to a career in teaching martial arts. They run corporate training days for companies to have as team building exercises, as well as local self-defense classes. They even teach a parent and baby self-defense course. That's defense whilst carrying your child, not defense against maniac murder babies. There is absolutely no defense against them. Be aware of that. Chris, where can people find out more about the Sama Academy?
Yes, you can find out everything you need over at sama-academy.co.uk. That's sama-academy.co.uk. And maybe you'll become a black belt just like me.
Hello, this is Chaz from Love Beer. And I'm here to tell you about why I sponsor Hardcore Listening and what love-beer.co.uk does. I am a fully certified by the British Beer and Pubs Association for bar installation with a focus on home and office bars. I have loads of home bar clients who have really enjoyed the service during lockdown, as well as corporate office clients like Facebook and HelloFresh. I offer a complete solution from installing the bar equipment right the way through to keg supply. I also offer regular maintenance packages for those who want a bar without all the hassle.
Hello, this is Charles, also from Love Beer. I just want to also let you know I'm fully licensed to sell kegs. We can supply loads of different products from mainstream beers and ciders right through to trendy craft beers and even Prosecco kegs, all delivered to your bar by a certified technician.
Also, why I'm here, have I mentioned the Land Rover Beeries 3, which is a 45-year-old ex-MOD Land Rover Series 3 that we have done a complete restoration on during lockdown?
The 3 Beeries 3 is a custom-built high-performance bar hidden in the back of a Land Rover. The bar we have installed is capable of doing upwards of 500 pints per hour. We're about 4 to 5 weeks off having it all back together and ready to show it off. And I'll be launching an Instagram for it this week.
Nice one, Charles.
Nice one.
There we have it. Wonderful, wonderful sponsors.
So let's just discuss the new sponsor, because we've not done that yet. So yes. We have a fifth Dan karate black belt.
Simon, indeed. Simon got in touch with us via Facebook and was like, you know what, guys? I'd like to sponsor you. And then I gave him a call. He explained that he was a karate instructor and he's got loads of academies.
I'd love to have heard that call. I bet you were you were so thirsty for that. I bet he was like, I bet you was just fucking so excited. I really want to see him fuck you up.
Well, first and foremost, I was trying to draw comparisons to my reasonably short karate career.
Oh, look at you fucking backtracking there. Yeah, well, no, I didn't really do it for that long, Si, to be honest. Like, well, I say black belt. Like,
well, it was my mum washed my belt, my white belt in with my black socks. So I was more of a grey belt, but there was definitely bits of black in there and fluff.
I was only a kid, Si. I don't really know. Yeah, it was years ago, mate.
So I invited me to spa. I was like, no, I mean, you know, I don't want to step on your toes or anything. That's a karate move, by the way. So there is going to be some opportunities, I'm sure, for us to maybe go down and have the wonderful Bang Boom come and film us maybe have a karate class.
Oh, I'm so up for that. Interesting. I'm so up for that.
Exactly. I am as well. I think it'd be really fun. I might see if I can crack open the old Top Gun gi. Go and find it in the loft with my old, because I had a red coloured Top Gun top with my name printed down the side. Did you have a white gi? That's right. Yeah, I remember now.
Really basic, probably got a little bit too small for me. Always wore a t-shirt underneath it in case my belly fell out. Like if it got a little bit loose.
Sweetheart, I feel bad. Right. You know? I feel bad that being pit horrible to you for fucking half hour straight on Patreon. So wonderful, Simon, thank you so much for sponsoring us.
Thanks loads,
and,
mate.
You know, It's just opening up awareness that, you know, you can become a trainer, you can become an instructor, a sensei. It's within all of our grasps, and it's thriving. Karate is thriving in the UK, which is a wonderful thing to hear. It did wonders for me, not so much now. I probably need to get back into it, but it really helped me in my youth.
You need discipline, focus, and a fucking good hiding.
I can't disagree with that, mate. So shall we move on to today's top five? It's Halloween, you crazy kid.
Yes. We're recording this on... It's the day before Halloween, isn't it? It's Halloween weekend we're recording this. So this comes out the day after Halloween.
Everyone should be... Yeah, exactly. You're all a little bit spooked out. And this is when it's the best time to spook you out extra with our top five scariest scenes in film. We've talked about scary movies. Obviously, we have. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to say some... Because there's so many amazing, great, scary films and scenes. So we're gonna go from there. Stu, you've got your top five. You've probably got a top 10 over there, haven't you, mate?
You switched up the top five and I was working till 4 a.m. So I woke up this morning about 25 minutes before I pressed record and you changed it. So I currently have two. But then again, you know, just... backing up what you and Pip said about our I don't prepare stuff. Like,
it's almost like I stitched up on purpose this morning to emphasise my point. And we was going to do top five times we shit ourselves, but I think I've probably shit myself more than you. I was actually going to do a bit of a trolley one and do top five times where I've nearly shit my pants. Actually, because of like eating... like the time I actually shit myself in the cinema, but that's the story for another time. So the top five scary scenes in film. Would you like me to sort of like go first, because it might help like trigger up and loosen up your bowels and your thoughts on scary scenes from movies, mate? How's that sound?
Yeah, alright.
You sure? The scene in Ghostbusters, the first one, the library scene where there's the woman who's like there. As a kid, I really struggled. I used to have to like mount up the courage to watch that part of Ghostbusters because it was really quite terrifying. And I loved that. I loved the. I mean, obviously that was sort of like the first 3D effect, wasn't it? A special effect, but it wasn't like animation. It was just a woman that they dressed up scary. And there's plenty of other slightly scary things in Ghostbusters. The hands that come out the sofa, that's quite hard work. Mm. I think as a child to watch green hands burst out of a soap and then hold you as you get pulled into a fridge. Doesn't sound that scary, but I'm assuming everyone here, every listener has watched Ghostbusters. If you haven't, just turn this fucking podcast off. That's my number five, man.
The fact that you're like getting leery with our listeners now, I hope you ain't writing a fucking check that you hope Simon's going to go and cash for you. I hope you ain't thinking, like, oh, I'll just fucking get a little bit more fucking wise in my mouth here because my sponsor will go around and sort them out.
If you don't like it, all of Summer Academy, I swear they've got behind me now. Next week there won't be a sponsor, so it'll be like that. It's shameful. You
really let us down, lads.
That's not in the spirit of karate at all. I probably haven't explained. If you haven't seen Ghostbusters, just to let you know, right?
Don't explain Ghostbusters, Chris. Fucking hell! Credit them with some kind of intellect. And if you haven't got that intellect, then fuck off.
I'm not trying to explain like bloody like quantum theory, am I? I mean,
it's Ghostbusters.
Not that
have
good.
You seen the trailer for the new one?
Yeah, I really hope it's all right.
Yeah,
I really do. The feedback so far is it's more true to sort of like keeping. How they sort of like intended it. Hopefully anyway. I thought the last one was just a bit too CGI. It looked a bit too family friendly. I wanted it to be a bit scarier. So I hope this one is a little bit more scary. Go on then, mate.
First time you see Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Yeah, that's very scary.
When them very fucking scary. Doors open and the smoke sort of clearing and there's just fucking dead rebels everywhere. And you just hear the music, and then you just fucking see this fucking unit, like
7 foot tall black dildo with a cape, basically.
What's your number four, mate?
Let's I love the movie The Witch. I've said this before.
Never heard of it.
Oh, come on. Have you not watched it? It's quite good because it's quite insidious. Not like the movie Insidious. That's another horror film that's quite decent. It's like, it's set in olden times, and it's Finchy from The Office.
Chris Finch.
And his family got moved to New England as farmers, and they sort of like they're trying to set up a farm, and as it happens, there might be the suspicions that there might be a witch in the woods, and it's just a bit of a slow burner, and they all speak in the old English, but it's just I think it's one of my, it's in my top five favorite horror films of all times now, and there's a, the guy went on to make The Lighthouse as well, which is pretty good, with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. I've only seen it once, so I need to watch it a few more times.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Back to The Witch.
Back to The Witch. Back to The Witch. There's a scene in it where, like, they've got a goat, and they start to suspect that the family are getting touched by witchcraft. And that there might be like evil forces surrounding the family or whatever. And then there's a scene where one of the lads is sick, and then there's two little kids, two twins, and they're only like fucking five. And they're like all these innocent kids. But then while this other kid's sick, they start saying stuff, and the parents are like, have you been communicating with other forces to these little kids? Have you been in commune with the devil? And they're like, no. That's a silly thing to hear.
How old are they?
They're about five, right.
Yeah,
six.
They'd
really
be well up to speed on, you know, in, talking to forces and knowing what the devil means. They're just playing Lego, mate.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like they'd Lego. They'd made loads of little like wicker men, and basically, they're like, no, I'll chill out. Don't worry about it. And then they start saying the Lord's Prayer, and the two little kids start writhing around in the floor. So they've obviously sort of like had some dealings with the devil because they can't stand the Lord's Prayer. And it's just horrible, mate. It just makes my skin crawl just to think like those little kids aren't as innocent as what they're maintained to be. And they've actually now got malicious intent towards their own family. It's like, I just think it's incredible. I just think that's a real sort of like decent horror setup. And yeah, recommend it. But I didn't like The Witch first time I watched it, and I didn't really like The Lighthouse first time I watched it. That's why I say I need to watch it again. But now I absolutely love it. But it's a little bit of a slow burner. But the scary stuff is in the subtlety in it. And once it gets inside you, it grows inside you like a slippery snake. And yeah, you get all scared. You get the heebie-jeebies, mate.
I started to watch a horror the other. You know, I can't suspend my imagination, can I? I tried to watch St. Maud.
Oh, St. Maud is incredible.
Oh, I turned it off after half hour. It's boring.
Ah, can you? Oh, you fucking. Oh, my God, that upsets me. St. Maud is literally a perfect horror film. It's literally.
It was really five out of five. For half an hour.
Mate, it is. St. Maud is absolutely incredible. Like, I don't think you could write a better horror film. I think it's flawless. I honestly think it's flawless. Like, on the size of the budget and how they build up that girl and her problems. I think it's the shit, and I actually forgot that for this top five. But there's all sorts of stuff that, like, you needed to let that bake in the oven a bit longer, mate.
Yeah. I definitely need to watch that love a couple of times.
How many times? You're saying that like you don't watch things multiple times. How many reruns of Friends have you watched? You fucking Ross looking freak.
I don't ever put Friends on. It's just on if like the kids are about. I've watched Police Academy probably 300 times.
Right. Okay. There we go.
So it
isn't St. Maud then. So you were heading towards saying something good.
I then watched.
And now you're taking a hard turn left. What is it now? Is it another scene from Star Wars?
No. Do you know what? Then I watched the remake of Halloween.
I haven't seen the new one that came out.
Not the one that came out like a few weeks ago, like the one that came out maybe 2 years ago. Yeah.
The other remake.
Well, there's about 50, isn't there? But
there is.
That's really good. That.
It was decent.
Jamie Lee Curtis is fucking cool, man.
she's quality. Yeah, she's.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
An absolute, yeah, she's a quality actress. Yeah. Is that the bit where, is that the one where the journalist goes to see him in yeah. the mental institution yeah. and he holds up the mask and it's in broad daylight yeah. and he won't look at him again? That is perfect. That's such an incredible bit of horror. Yeah. That it's you know, really about what you're not seeing. Like, they refuse to show his face. And yet all the other sort of patients are like kept at a distance and they're like, don't walk past this line and all that. I really thought that was a really well-directed scene, and then he holds up the mask. Yeah, I think that was incredible. Yeah. Was there any particular scene in that one, or is it that scene, or is there another one in there that you want to throw in there? No, okay, right, yeah. I'll do that. I'll tell you the scenes from the films you pick.
Cheers, mate. I'll have a little nap, if you could just give me a shout at the end. And if you number them, well, I'll just shout out the numbers at the end.
You did have a long day yesterday, mate.
Right, it's my number.
Well, that was your number three, Halloween.
No, well, that's not, then not you number did... three. I was just saying
that. Oh, you were just saying it was good. Oh, right. Oh, you've got one. Right, okay.
So, right, my number three is in Clash of the Titans. And it's.
Oh, okay.
It's when you see Medusa. Oh, hang on. No, brilliant. Is that. It's not Jason the Argonauts, is it? No, it is Clash of the Titans, isn't it?
That's I think it's Clash of the Titans, yeah. It is, yeah. Jason the Argonauts he fights the Hydra, yeah. doesn't he? I think Clash of the Titans is Medusa.
When they first go in and you see Medusa, and I would have been very young when I first saw that. Shout out to Clash of the Titans for being a fucking cool film as well.
It's brilliant, yeah.
But yeah, just seeing, you know, and already sort of knowing that if you look at her, you turn to stone. And, you know, Barney is just snakes. Like, fucking terrifying.
Who's got worse hair, me or
it's
her?
It's up there, I'm not sure. I'm not too sure, mate. Do you think she's got worms?
A bad case of worms, mate, if it is. She's got snakes. It's the upgrade.
Right.
If you don't treat worms, you get snakes.
Yeah, tape snakes. Like, she terrified me. And that scene when I first seen Medusa, and obviously it weren't CGI. It was what was the stuff that was. It was just special effects, I suppose, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just special effects. Like, yeah, it's like stop animation, wasn't it?
Amazing. I'm sure it probably don't look too good now, but even like the skeleton scene that's Jason and the Argonauts, isn't it? The fight scene.
That's Argonauts, yeah.
Fucking
that's
amazing. Like, but yeah, when I first seen Medusa as a kid, that terrified me. And it was because it was like, do I look? Am I going to turn to stone?
Do you, also back then, I mean, people now who probably watch that are like, there's no, you know, the CGI is so good now, you can't tell the difference. Me and Mum were watching a film the other night called Infinite, and they're like, it's like with Mark Wahlberg, and it's, you know, it's kind of quite, it's quite bombastic, and Mum likes those movies. But they're having a fight scene on a plane, right, and the plane's all exploding around them. And especially for Mum, there's no way of separating that from reality for her now. So when she's watching, she's like, this is amazing. Like, how are they doing that? And I'm like, I know, it's great, isn't it? Because because it's funny, because I said to her, I'll just go and get my laptop. She's like, what? I'm like, my laptop that I work on. She was like, no idea what you're talking about. I was like, a computer, Mum. And she went, you know the thing with a keyboard and screen? She was like, nope. I was like, fucking, she's not going to understand CGI if I'm showing her a laptop going this, and she's like, no, I don't know what that is, mate. It's like, okay, all right, sure. So like the special effects now are so real. Yeah. Like you can't tell. But back then, so people looking back at that now, kids must be like, that looks so shit. Mm. But for us, it was like, it was intimidating. Absolutely. Seeing that sort of stuff on screen.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, Medusa. The first time you see her.
All right, good shout. All right, wonderful shout, mate. All right, where am I going to go? I am going to go with...
That's my four.
That might be your number four, yeah. Mate, actually. Sorry, that was your four. Sorry, I'm getting excited. All right, my number three is going to be Paranormal Activity. It's the bit where... they talk about the fact that when she was younger, they could hear voices at the end of the bed, which really just really wigs me out in the worst way. But then as they film the days go on, and slowly things start happening, like doors opening and all that. But it's when she gets her leg picked up and she gets half dragged out of the bed. I can't handle it, Stu. It really, really freaks me out, man. Like, the thought of someone pulling you out of the bed is just nasty in itself. The fact that you can't see it, oh mate, it's putting the hairs up on my arms now just thinking about it. I just hate that thought, the idea that some creature, some supernatural force is trying to pull you out of the bed.
Why not just, it's like, just brutal. Use the powers, like, why not just like pull you off?
Ah, they've done that in a few films, hasn't there? When the demonic possession, the woman just gets
the,
like,
entity.
You know, oh, it's the entity, isn't it? She gets a seeing to. Quite scary.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't asked for it, but you know, if there are any demons listening, I consent. You know, if you want to jerk me off, give me a rusty trombone in the middle of the night. Go for it. Don't do it when Molly's there, because it's going to scare her. But, you go for break. If Molly's not there, feel free. Just give me a little tap on my shoulder and just let me know it's coming. Let me know I'm coming. And then, yeah.
Anyway, it's great to have our new sponsor on board.
Yes. If you want to become a martial arts instructor, go visit summer-academy.co.uk.
Moving swiftly on from... that Paranormal Activity, when you see... I don't like things that involve... Like, even when I've watched things like Luther and things like that, when there's someone in a room or under a bed, like, I don't like shit like that.
No. It's naughty, isn't it?
Yeah, and that scene where she does get dragged out of the bed, I don't like that. And I don't like it when... What's the one where, like, she... Is that the same film where, like, literally she's sort of bent the wrong way? And, like, and you see, like, where... Is it that, or is it... My knowledge of horror films is rubbish. But when you see, like, bodies move the way they shouldn't, and sometimes you get that sort of clicking sound as you see it happening. Just sort of bending over, like, backwards, like, really.
The Grudge was really good at that.
The Grudge, yeah. It was like fucking...
The Grudge was, yeah.
The body moving the way it should.
Yeah. It's come. It's not very nice. Yeah, I think there's a demon in here with me.
That's a good shout, man. That is horrible.
It's ruddy horrible. Who wants to get pulled off in bed? Sorry, just in case we hadn't got enough wanking jokes in there in our allotted hour.
Okay. So I've got two from the same film.
All right, you're going to twofer. So for my
number three, I'm just going to go for the first time that you see David turn into the werewolf in American Werewolf in London.
Oh, yeah.
Just
Pip said it's first time he watched it the other day. He said it was brilliant.
Why has he only just watched it now?
I think he's worried he's going to realise that he's a werewolf.
That's a very good point. We're going around there later. If you suddenly, it's a wonderful night for a moon dance, and like, and all of a sudden you just see fucking Pip just fucking spasm on the fucking living room floor, and like that.
Have you got any silver? You're from Graves. You must have some silver jewellery. Just go and press it against this skin when we're there. Or is that vampires? Silver bullets for werewolves. I don't know if just a bit of silver on their skin will do the trick, but we can try.
Smash his head in with bats.
Yeah, and then see if he gets up from it. Good shout. All right, we'll try that. Don't tell him, mate.
No. Just if he's sitting there casually just opening his box of pizza, we'll just fucking...
If all goes to plan, he won't be listening to this on Monday.
I just think, like, because the music starts and then all of a sudden he just fucking flips onto the floor, and then you just see some of the best fucking special effects, which feature heavily in my number two as well. Just when his hand grows and he's looking at it, that scene where he's looking and he's like, hand just becomes fucking
turns into a paw,
fucking amazing. And when his face, when the wolf's face comes through his face, and it's just the bit when he's half wolf, but like his spine cracks and it like, and he just drops on, like rolls over on his back like a fucking dog waiting for a belly rub, and like, it's just fucking amazing, that scene.
It's quality,
and terrifying. Man. First time I see that, it absolutely fucking terrified me. Like, because to see, I'd never seen special effects like that. I'd never seen like somebody turn into a werewolf. Like, and it was fucking amazing.
So
I know I've banged on about that film a lot on this podcast, but
you got any other did you say is your number two from that film, or are you going to add that one in now?
No, my number two is,
you said another scene.
That's my number one. But my number two is kind of tied into this as well, I suppose. Go on, do your next one.
Okay. So I am going to go with more of a more recent one. Hereditary. Have you seen Hereditary?
Weird girl.
Yeah. Yes, it's the weird girl. The young girl, you mean.
Got a weird looking head.
Yeah. She was involved in a lot of the advertising for that film. So first, if you haven't seen Hereditary, I really do recommend you go see it, and you'll probably want to skip forward about 3 minutes.
Is it about male pattern baldness, or?
What? I don't get that joke.
Go on, back to Hereditary. Go on.
Sorry. That was really stupid of me. So basically, she's used heavily in the advertising for this film. And she's brilliant in it, but she's allergic to sort of like, I think he's nuts, and she goes to this like house party, and she has a chocolate cake that's got a bit of nut in it, and she starts going into anaphylactic shock, and her brother's driving her. She's not supposed to have been gone to this party either, I don't believe, and her brother is driving her home, and her face is swelling up in the back of the car, and she fucking goes, leans her head out the window to get just to gasp some air, at which point there's a telegraph pole and she just decapitates herself. And it's just
at
like
the end of the film.
Oh no, that's a third of the way into the fucking film, so you kind of expect her to be in it a lot more than what she is. And in actual fact, no, mate, she's fucking gone. She's killed pretty quickly. And it's just a bit scary and it's a bit unsettling, because I guess I figured she was gonna hang around a lot more because of how they'd written their character. It seemed like they were really developing her. And it's a great film again. It's a bit like these more recent ones that sort of like try and play on the thing is it psychological? Is there anything going on here that's supernatural? Like a Babadook, which I nearly put into this because like that whole thing like this.
I thought that was rubbish.
You upset me.
But
so
that was
much.
Good, and then you see the monster, didn't you? And it's shit.
I think how they did the Babadook was really good, and I do agree with you, mate. I do agree with you. How can you, if it's in a word or it's in a look, you'll never get rid of the Babadook? I think like that in itself is just a brilliant thing. And again, it's talking about like that. You know, your psychological issues are often held in your actions and even things up aren't said to you that you read into too much, and mental health. And I think that's fucking brilliant. So the whole thing's scary. But when he finally gets into her room, and when the mum's on the peak of her fucking nervous breakdown, oh, that's just like gold star horror, that is. Obviously not for you. If they're not hairy werewolves, if it ain't the fucking Dog Soldiers, it ain't a horror film, is it, mate?
I'm sorry. Let's talk about a fucking nut allergy. Terrifying. I mean, anyone that's actually got a nut allergy, I feel for you, it is actually terrifying.
Oh.
But in the context of what we're talking about today, a film about a girl with a nut allergy.
A nut allergy does it. Pete, have you ever heard of a person on a plane where someone's opened a bag of peanuts and then someone, like in row J9, their head fell off? No.
I mean, yeah, people do have really bad reactions.
No one has ever had that reaction.
Because you can't undo the windows on planes. I always thought...
And also, there's no telegraph poles. That high.
If you were sitting on an aeroplane and you just looked to the left, right, where you had a window seat, and you just see a little button that was clearly open and closed, would you just have a quick press just to see?
Oh, I don't know. There's definitely, like, if you're talking to, like, Chris between the ages of 11 to 25,
I'm talking about
definitely.
Chris, the Chris that I was describing at kids' parties the other day. You'd have your head out there like a fucking dog.
Yeah, probably.
What's going on out there?
We were told not to press that button. Yeah, Hereditary, cracking old film, as is the Babadook. I got a load of little special mentions today, but I've done a 2-for-1 now, I'm sorry. What's your number two, mate?
Thriller. So,
oh my God, that whole thing is terrifying.
The scene where basically the girl gets chased into the cabin, and then basically she's in the cabin, and then all of a sudden all the zombies start kind of breaking in. And like, and Jackson's there looking fucking terrifying. It's just fucking brilliant. Like, and again, obviously, absolutely, it was.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thingy, wasn't it, that done American Werewolf? What's his name? Director.
I think it's Steven Spielberg.
not, is it?
No.
It's
It's actually a very famous director, yes, isn't it? Nick, go on. You keep talking, and I'll find out.
Again, like for me, Thriller was like basically when you was I can't concentrate because I want to think of what his name is.
John Landis.
Fucking John Landis. And I mean at school. There was horror films that back in the day were called video nasties, and there was ones that were banned, like Spit on Your Grave, Driller Killer, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and you know you desperately wanted to see them, and I got to see Exorcist, like my mate had it, and Spit on Your Grave. Once I went round my mates and watched it. I wish I hadn't, because it wasn't horror; it was just fucking horrific
torture porn.
Yeah.
Isn't
it? And I remember sort of like going back to school that afternoon, just going, I wasn't even scared. And I was just thinking, that's fucking scarred me, that.
Yeah, absolutely. I literally took out all the ones that scar me in this. I just don't even want to talk about them.
An American Werewolf in London was, when did that come out? 81 maybe, 82. And like,
81.
And I was like, so how old would I be in there? Like 8. And I was just like, you know, it was so much furore around it, and then Thriller to come after that, you know, pop music with the biggest pop star, but it was a 25-minute video, like, you know, and they showed it once on telly, and it was like, God knows, I'd like to know the stats of how many people watched that in the UK, but like somebody had like a VHS of like the Thriller, and you could get the making of Thriller as well, and like, and that was just like fucking. That was like the porno DVD that got passed around you and your pals. Do you know what I mean? It was like everybody wanted to have a little look at this fucking thing. And I think it holds up. Obviously, it's Halloween. And, you know, Thriller was played in the club last night, whatever your thoughts are on Jackson. You know, Thriller's a banging Halloween tune. You know, the video. I was sitting in a pub the other afternoon and the video come on and... It's fucking incredible. It holds up, like, the dancing's fucking amazing. The song's incredible. And that scene where she's, like, terrified and all the zombies are coming in, like, smashing the windows and the fucking wooden panels off the thing to get to her. Fucking awesome.
It is really good. I mean, for me, like, the thing that always just gets me in movies is when the eyes go. When they went and the bit when Michael Jackson looks up and he's got those yellow eyes, oh my God, it's just too much for me. I remember trying to watch it when I was like 9 around one of my uncle's houses, and he was like, yeah, I'll check this out, Chris. And I watched up to about that bit and I was like, probably don't want to watch any more of this, Uncle Bill. I think this is going to give me fucking nightmares. But obviously when I could get up to watching it now, I love it. The dancing in it is incredible as well. It's just the shit. Good shout out to John Lennon. Very good pick there, mate.
What's your number one?
Big congrats. Is it my number one?
You went first.
Okay, all right.
You should be prepared more, mate.
I've just said so many. But yeah, I should be prepared more. My number one is Blair Witch. And it's the bit where they're all in their tents. And they can hear the stones outside. They can hear things happening outside. It's too much for my little mind, Stu. Because you're in such a vulnerable position being in the woods. And it's like everything leading up to that as well. They're like... They get lost. And there's nothing... Well, I don't know if you've ever been disorientated in woods. But it's not a... It's quite a weird sensation. And I've only had it once when we were filming for a footwear brand. And... to think you go and then you realise that you're walking around in circles, and then like one night you think you've heard a few things, and then the next night you can hear like these smacking of wood, smacking of brick against brick, and you're like, they're just having an absolute meltdown in that tent. And in the morning they get up and their tent is surrounded by piles of stones.
Just go home.
Oh, mate, I just go home. It just absolutely wigged me out. The funny thing is, the first time I watched it, I was coming up on LSD, and strangely, I think the excitement of doing my first trip, kind of, it didn't, I weren't getting that scared by it, And then we went and walked through the woods and through an old trailer park, and I had the best time of my life. You'd think I was about to have the worst time. It was actually years later when I rewatched it that actually the horror really hit home. And I just love that setup. I just love, like, most of the time, I've excluded all that sort of like really graphic torture porny stuff from this list. Because for me, horror is the best bits that really get me freaked out is just sort of the not seeing and the suggestion of what's happening. And I think that scene is absolutely... I don't want to find myself in a tent listening to that. The funny thing is now, if I heard that, I'd run out there just like thinking it's not the Blair Witch going on. Like, or I'm thinking that you were trying to get me on a wind-up. So I don't think it'd get me as bad now. Famous last words. But yeah, just watching that for the second, third time, I was like, oh, I actually feel like rewatching it for now. So yes, that's my number one this week. But I've got so many to shout out.
I mean, hopefully you enjoy Blair Witch. Once, obviously, you've got to watch Lighthouse a couple more times first. But like, I didn't watch Blair Witch when it came out, and I was really kind of like the concept of it. I was really amazed at. Like, and I thought, well, this sounds really fucking cool, what they've done here, how they've made that, and on that budget. And then when I actually watched it, I was expecting to be really scared, and I wasn't at all. And I don't try and sound like a tough guy there.
And
I was like, this is really underwhelming. And I was thinking, because most of the film I was just thinking, fucking hell, so I could theoretically buy a video camera and become a millionaire. Because woods are terrifying, you know, but they're only terrifying when it's dark. And I don't, if you can kind of just go, well, in a few hours it'll be light. Like, don't worry about it, just go to sleep. When in the morning, when it's light, go home. And if you don't like
I think you're fundamentally missing the fact that they couldn't get home.
Yeah, but.
And that they were lost. And every time they tried walking, they found themselves back in the same spot.
Get a cab.
I don't think they had Uber back then. That would have solved a lot of this problem.
I just think, like, if you run in a straight
Google
line...
Google Maps.
You're not going to end up back where you started.
The woods are weird.
No, Mr. Scientist. That is science.
It's not science, actually.
All right, it's logic.
Like, they actually say that within on the desert as well. Like, you've got to be careful with that because, you know, if you
run in a straight line, you're not going to end up back where you started.
If you've got a gate in your walk, like in deserts, don't they say you can? This is like I only heard this as a kid, so I've not actually tested this. But can't you end up walking in a circle, even if it's over the course of like 10 miles? I don't know. I've got lost in the woods, and it's not.
I don't think you have.
I did a little bit. I didn't get completely lost, but we completely lost our bearings of where we was. And it was a big, big area.
Was it dark?
No, it wasn't even dark.
Fucking useless you are. It's like...
I'd agree.
Just turn around and go home.
All right, okay.
Thanks, mate. Suspend your imagination to the point where you forget about logic. That's your problem, mate.
One day, me and you and Pip, we're gonna do like this desert island thing, and we're gonna get lost, and that's what I'm gonna remember this time, and I'm just gonna say, "Oh, mate, I've got the answer." We're just gonna turn around and go home. That's what I'm gonna say to you, and you're gonna.
I'll go. Sorry, mate, I've already got us an Uber.
What's your number one?
So I'm going to stay with American Morph in London, and I'm going to talk about...
Well, because you've braved away from other horror films, so well done, mate. You did three
others.
There
was some stuff in the film Apostle that really freaked me out.
God, the fucking... when they... Yeah. Like, in the town hall.
That's really unpleasant.
It was quite fun.
And what's the one where the bodies keep like throwing themselves off the top of the cliff? The sacrifice.
Midsommar.
There was some really fucking horrible stuff in that.
I like that.
That's
done by the same guy who did Hereditary.
Oh, right. So I'm not against horror films. Like, as I said, you know, I've watched one and a half this week. But Apostle and Midsommar were the ones that I've watched recently that I thought were really fucking great. And I would say one of my, you know, in my top five films of all time, Jaws and American Wealth in London are horror films.
Absolutely. Completely.
And so, yeah, there's no mention of Jaws in here. I spoke about it a lot, but I can't not give the scariest scene ever, and still scares me now, is the dream scene in American Wealth in London, where he's just dreaming of him sitting there with his mum and dad and little brother and sister, and they're watching the Muppets on TV, and there's a knock at the door, and they open the door, and there's kind of awful fucking wolf-faced, I don't know what you'd call them,
mutant Nazis,
dressed in Nazi uniforms, that just fucking shoot the fuck out of his dad, and then just walk in and spray the room, killing kids. And then, like, just fucking Miss Piggy's saying something on the telly, and they just shoot the telly. And then they grab David and literally slit his throat. And it's fucking harrowing. It's terrifying.
It's great.
And it's I don't think there's a scene in a film that petrified me when I first saw it, and if I see it now, it still makes me feel really fucking horrible. And I watch it and I think, oh, that scene's coming up in a minute, I don't really like this bit.
It's the worst bit in movies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good shout, mate. I'm just looking at their masks now. I mean, they don't look as scary now, but they are still quite scary. That is quite horrible.
I'd imagine nowadays they'd have like that kind of that doorbell called Ring, where like it wouldn't happen.
You could see if they're good, and you just go, not today, thanks, mate.
And go, piss off.
Yeah, then they get them, you push their mutant cock through the letterbox, and that's just the whole worst thing going on. Yeah, good shout, mate.
Thanks, mate. Did you want to bang on about some horror films for a while?
Just very quickly, all right. In Wreck, when, I don't know if you've seen that one, the Spanish horror.
Oh, I don't think I have. I've watched that a couple of times.
Yeah, so rude. Great, and it just keeps building and building. There feels like there's this virus or like possession going on of people in this apartment block where they're all locked into. And as the story builds, Wreck.
That's fucking great. You recommended that a few years ago. I watched that. That's really good.
Yeah, there's the Spanish and American one. American one's decent as well. They kind of put a terrorist plot on it. On the American one, which I understood why they did that, but the original, the Spanish one, is terrifying. And that's one where, right at the climax of it, and someone's about to peek their head into a loft where they've been hearing noises and they've got nowhere else to go. And I was in the cinema with my mate Andy, and I just grabbed his leg just as the person was poking their head up in the loft. And Andy's just jumped up and screamed in the middle of the cinema. it was brilliant. I said Paranormal Activity. Anything from Martyrs, but that's a bit more torture porny. It Follows is wonderful. Have you seen It Follows? Yeah, I thought that was great. Even just after she, like, this guy woos her and then, you know, finally beds her and she wakes up. Oh, no, he chlorophylls her. And she wakes up in the middle of nowhere, just tied to a chair, and he's like, look, I've got to tell you a few things. I've passed this thing on to you. And you're going to see it. You're going to see it coming to you from this abandoned building. And you need to get away from it. But I need you to see it first to know. And I'm really sorry that I've done this to you. That's incredible horror. And again, my favourite bit in Human Centipede is the bit where they all wake up and they're tied to the beds. And then he just does a PowerPoint presentation of what he's about to do to them. That's so much worse than all the other shit that follows. Like, it's that anticipation that something awful's about to happen. The descent when you finally see the monster. Organised, very well organised. The descent when you finally see the sort of reveal of the little what's going on, the monsters, is absolutely terrifying.
No, see, that spoils for me.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Like, because of seeing them just running around in the background, was fucking really good. And I'm a big fan of that film. But then again, the same with Babadook. It was just like,
I think they did that makeup really well. But fair enough, if you prefer not to see it, I get it. And then another body horror one where I nearly left the cinema. Prometheus, like, obviously chest bursting aliens quite scary, but Prometheus where she has the alien removed from her, and then her stomach stapled back together in that machine is fucking, I went white. I was shaking in the cinema. It was a bit too visceral for me. Yeah, I really started wigging out there. I thought I was going to throw up.
What's that really fucking horrible Willem Dafoe film?
No, let's not talk about Antichrist.
Yeah, that's quite terrifying. I did not like that.
Yeah, it's too much for me. I'm just not built for that sort of stuff. But the probably the scariest probably scene I've ever seen was a home video that I found of you and your mum and your dad going at it.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.